The fourth day. Jesus suffers and gives his life, the Passion. During his agony in the garden, Jesus began to experience sorrow and great distress. Then he said to his disciples, "My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and keep awake with me." He went a little aside from them and fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass by me. Nevertheless, let it be as you, not I, would have it." From Matthew chapter 26, verses 37 to 39. Paragraph. On the way of the cross. Going out from the city, they met a Cyrenian named Simon. This man they pressed into service to carry the cross. From Matthew chapter 27, verse 32. Forced into cooperating, Simon became the willing companion of Jesus. Paragraph. Arriving at Calvary. There they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side of him, Jesus in the middle. Near the cross of Jesus, there stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Seeing his mother with the disciple whom he loved, Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, there is your son." In turn, he said to the disciple, "There is your mother." From that hour onward, the disciple took her into his care. After that, Jesus realized that everything was not finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." When Jesus took the wine, he said, "Now it is finished." Then he bowed his head and delivered over his spirit. From John chapter 19, verses 16 to 30. He died by choice, a free choice, not from force of pain. Quote, "Nobody can rob me of my life. I lay it down of my own accord." From John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Therefore, his soul was not described as departing, separating from his body. On the contrary, he yielded up his spirit to commend it into his eternal Father's hands. From the Treatise, Book 10, Chapter 17. I am a saved sinner. It was love which led Jesus to give his life for mankind and for our salvation. His love for us was urging him to rescue us by his own dying from eternal death. Thus, he sorrowed and sweated blood in his agony in the Garden of Olives, not only because of the grief his soul experienced in its lower rational part, but also on account of the tremendous love he knew for us in its higher part, grief arousing dread of death, love breeding an intense desire to die. From the Treatise, Book 10, Chapter 17. With Paul and all believers, I can say, "He loved me and delivered himself for me." Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Such love calls for love. To liberate us, God willed the collaboration of our freedom. Certainly, the mercy of our God wills that we should cooperate with his grace and with his gifts. He has created us without us, but he will not save us without us. He does not want to violate our liberty or to save anyone by force. He needs our consent and our cooperation with his grace. From the Sermon for All Saints, 1621, Francis de Sales. We met with suffering along our way, our own suffering and the suffering of others. There is no human satisfactory explanation for suffering and death, Christ did not come to explain it. He came to fill it with his presence. Contemplating Christ on the cross is to discover a little of what God's infinite love is. Thus, we are drawn along in the current of love for God and mankind. Calvary is the mount of lovers. Love which does not spring from the Savior's passion is a perilous plaything. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. Death to all other loves, to live for love of Jesus. Live, Jesus, I love Jesus. Live, Jesus, whom I love. From the Treatise, chapter 12 and 13.